Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, sexy V's! You guys know what time it is. It's 9 p.m. and it's time for V's After Dark, where everyone comes. I'm your host, Miss V the Toy Lady, and I have my co-host, the sexy James Acevedo.
Word up.
If this is your first time listening, you're in for a sexual, freaky good time. This show is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable on the web. Check them out at thetoylady.com. I know y'all been watching the tweets. We got Destiny Dream coming on. She got a brand new mixtape out, and we're going to be talking about that tonight. But this week, you know, I always have a topic of the week, and this week I want to talk about, we're just going to be crazy. Are you a screamer or a pillow talker? And if time permits, we'll be talking about that in the Ask Miss V segment after our interview. And make sure if you have any questions throughout the show, shoot your questions to me or James via Twitter. You can shoot me a question at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. Or shoot your questions to James at YankeeMan1973 on Twitter. And we'll be checking our Twitter accounts throughout the show. So don't think that if you tweet us, if we don't see it immediately, we will see it and we will try to get your question on the air or join us live in the chat room. All you got to do is come up in there, start talking, and we'll ask Destiny your questions. But make sure you listen to us on Thursday night for the Ask Miss V Sports Show. That's where we talk about sports, with a little bit of sex. That's right. It's us just having a whole lot of fun for one full hour every Thursday, 8:30 to 9:30, talking about sports, our sports rant of the week, and what's currently going on. You know, we talk about everything. Golf, if somebody asks us, baseball, football, hockey, tennis,
sex.
Horse racing, boxing, and sex.
You know, it's only on this show where, like last week, we were talking about sports, and then horse mating came up. And so it's only on this show, you know, that it comes up on this station, ladies and gentlemen, on this show, actually. So a very unique show we have here. So, you know, we don't dodge anything here on V's After Dark and on Ask Me V Sports, of course.
Yeah, we were talking about the horse stud, you know, which tells you guys that I know a lot about horse racing because we were talking about stud fees and everything. So
yeah.
I come from a horse background.
Mm-hmm.
That just
That's
came
cool.
out so fucked up.
No, it sounds like you're encouraging bestiality or some shit.
I come from a horse racing family.
I love
avid gamblers. They I learned very early on how to bid, and
nice.
I know how to bet on horses. I know how to read a spreadsheet. I know how to read the books. You know, y'all get the books, and y'all know what the hell that means. Mm-hmm. I can look up at the board at any racetrack, and I look at the odds, and I can tell you the money that goes with the odds. I've been doing that since I was a child. I learned early on. So when I say that I grew up in a horse racing family, that's what I mean, you know.
Well, my dad.
Around 9:30.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to put real quick about that horse background. My father, when I was real young, the only background I had any experience about horse racing was harness racing, which if you don't know what that is, not you, but particularly the people in listening to the show, it's where they put this two wheels behind a horse, and the jockey's like behind the horse, so the jockey's staring at the ass of the horse, you know, and whipping the shit out of it, you know, when it gets down the stretch. And the only thing me and my father had a bond at that time was, okay, what number you want to pick? That's it. He never teach me shit about horse racing.
I hate harness racing.
Yeah, as well. You know, it was the only thing I
and
knew.
And I made that clear. I've made that very clear that I don't like harness racing.
Okay.
Anybody who listens, I mean, anybody who knows. I mean, it's just a difference in, because you have added weight onto the horse, and it, to
good
me,
point.
It's a disadvantage. But we'll talk about that on Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday, yes.
But we've got Destiny Dream calling in around 9:30. We're going to be talking about her mixtape, and we're going to be playing a couple of tracks from the tape. I know y'all said nobody use tape no more. I still use tape, okay? Believe it or not, when you go to the club, real DJs spin vinyl records. I'm sorry,
thank
I'm
you.
Calling it out.
Thank you. That's true.
I know they do.
Exactly.
I know they do. Real DJs.
Real DJs
still spin vinyl records, and they do still make vinyl records for the DJs. So
mm-hmm.
don't get yourself delusionalized by thinking that DJs don't spin. You know, those celebrity DJs don't spin real records.
Yeah.
Real
yeah.
DJs
exactly.
spin vinyl. I
exactly.
just want to put that out there.
Exactly. We noticed that's why we said real DJs, not, you know, any DJ. Real DJs spin vinyl.
And, you know, and real DJs invest in their equipment. One
exactly.
turntable can be in excess of $300 to $400. So, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
so when I say tape, I mean it. I mean tape.
Yeah.
Not CD.
Mm-hmm.
But before we sure. talk to Destiny, we're going to talk about tonight's topic, you know.
Yeah, before.
Are you a screamer? Yep. Are you a screamer or a pillow talker? And, you know, we could ask Destiny, too, because y'all know I like to ask my guests. But before we get to the topic, because we're going to be on a tight schedule tonight, you guys. If you guys haven't been listening to the show, we have, like, this crazy-ass thing going on with it being two of us. So if y'all say, what happened to the old format? The old format wasn't the format. But I got to give the shout-outs to the chat room. We have Joseph up in the
hey.
Chat room tonight and Don Calypso. Hey, babies.
Yo,
y'all,
yo.
You know, y'all know, join the chat. And we're going to talk about tonight's topic. But to keep on top of me and James, follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toilady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. And follow James on Twitter at YankeeMan1973. For those of y'all who aren't sure, that's YankeeMan1973. Make sure you check out the V's After Dark Facebook page and check out Miss V the Toilady Jones on Google+. Also, make sure you guys call in with your questions at 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. And join. Okay, for y'all said, why did I pause? I'm reading the chat room, and I want to welcome our guests that are in the chat room and say welcome to our guests. If you want to join the live chat, it's free to join Blog Talk. We don't bombard you with a bunch of crap. You can always join the live chat by joining for free on blogtalkradio.com. Oh, my God. You guys say, what the hell is wrong with her tonight?
Now, that's a plug.
But also, you know, and I got to say, Don Calypso, he did what he called the drive-by tonight because he's been listening to the show on the archives. So even though he's gone back out, thanks for checking in, and thanks for the love, baby, because you're going to like tonight's show. But we've got all kind of things going on.
Yes.
Are you a screamer or a pillow talker?
Okay, am I being served this first or what?
Yeah, because I'm reading, you know what, I'm reading my notes, and I guess I should put this out there to join us in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/MissVTheToyLady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. That's blogtalkradio.com/MissVTheToyLady. And,
yes.
I'm
another distraction there, Miss V.
You know what? Because I'm so damn off tonight.
Called no sleep.
You know what? Yeah, it is called no sleep. It really is called no sleep. But you know what? I'm going to have you discuss tonight's topic because I've got to do a little housekeeping for a minute.
Oh, okay. Wink, wink.
I want Are you a screamer or a pillow talker?
Or a pillow talker.
And while you're talking about that, I'll be back.
Oh, okay. You're just going to come out of nowhere like you usually do?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. Now, this is
okay.
Okay. I thought you left already. Okay. Yes, that's an interesting topic that Ms. Vita Toy Lady brought up. You know, as for tonight's topic, are you a screamer or a pillow talker? Well, when I think of this to myself and my history and my 41 years on this good old planet of ours, I would say, see, it depends on the situation. A screamer sounds like you're, like, really, you know, into it, like, yeah, you know, give it to me more and all this other shit. Sometimes I could be that way when I'm with my lady, when I'm saying, yeah, you know, I love fucking you or this, that, and the third, or, you know, the shit feels good. A pillow talker, that to me, my definition of that is more like, you know, yeah, baby, you know. You know, you like this. You know, that's more of a whisper type of thing, in my opinion, anyway. As far as me, like I said, it depends on the situation. And it has to be genuine. Like, I don't really go out of my way to, you know, say, oh, my God, you know, this shit's good, unless it really comes out of me saying that. You know, I don't just say it just to make it more interesting. You know what I mean? But most of the time, when my lady and we do our little thing, I usually get a little, I wouldn't say loud. I would just say, yeah, you know, you love this dick and all this shit, and you love the way I hit it, and this, that, and the third. Sometimes I get a little egotistical.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes.
Really?
Sometimes.
You
got him
calling
sometimes.
You daddy, too? Do
sometimes.
You have a cow on your daddy?
And, so, mm-hmm. and my lady, actually, there's times like, that's my daddy. She says that. So I don't know.
Why are you putting y'all business out there? She gonna beat your ass. She is going
you'll
to beat your show. Ass for that. How do you know? You don't know what she do when you at work. I don't
know.
What she on here.
I know. I got ways. yeah, trust me.
You know what?
No, seriously.
Don't make me come
to
New York.
Huh?
I'm gonna have a talk with her.
Don't
make me come to New York. I'm gonna have a talk with her.
I thought we're partners.
Yeah.
We are.
But you know, woman to woman is always good. Woman to woman, don't get out of order. Shit, you know.
That's true. But
right?
A screamer.
Right.
So the screamer. I don't know. That sounds more. How can I say? I'm trying to think because I don't really scream that.
So
shit.
So basically you're a pillow talker. You that deep it up in there, who's your daddy shit, huh? That's a pillow talker.
Sometimes the screamer is
the one
who really lets
everyone
know.
Do the neighbors know your name?
Yeah.
Do the neighbors
say my name and all
name?
That shit? Like Destiny Child?
No, do the neighbors know your name?
Well, I don't know. It depends on where we're I don't know. I guess that's no.
See, I know the neighbors know my man's name.
Ah, so you're screaming.
I know they know it. Yes, I know they know his name. I mean, shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud of it. I tell everybody. The only time I don't scream is if I have company in the house.
That's
because, you know, I have people who are periodically at my house. And then
that's
I'm
different.
Still a screamer just inside of a damn pillow.
That's true.
Or when we go to expos, because ain't nothing worse because, you know, a lot of times I have my daughter at the expos with me, but we always get a suite.
True.
And he always wants to act a fucking fool when we go to the expos.
Nah.
It's almost like he know I can't say shit. So his ass be going at it, you know. And I look at him like, and then he want to beat my ass while I'm there. I'm like, you don't lost your damn mind, you know. So,
but that's
you
true,
know,
though.
So the... The neighbors know my name. The neighbors know his name. But you know what? And the neighbors know my name because, see, I get his ass good.
Oh, wow.
I know how to make him scream.
Yeah. I like when my woman gets a little aggressive. I like that. I love that shit.
This ain't got shit to do with being aggressive. This got to do with all about, you know, goodness. You know what? You know it's good. See, I'm going to let y'all in on a little secret. If a chick screams, and I don't mean with the
not that.
She really into it. screaming, mm-hmm. where she could barely talk, then you know she's not faking it. Now, I'm going to tell you, and I know that I'm going to have some chicks coming after me. I'm cool with that because, see, I think men got the right to know when you're faking it. Yeah. And a man who says that my woman never fakes it is a man who is truly delusional. Because y'all know when y'all shit ain't right. I hope that no man thinks that every time he hit it, that shit is on point. Because he's a fucking lie. Don't delusion yourself, baby. When you hit it, sometimes y'all just don't be on point. Or sometimes we just don't be in the mood, but we know y'all want some. Okay, it is at those times that it's not that we're not into you. It's that we're just not in the mood, but we know that you got to get yours off. And we're not going to deprive you because we do love you that much. So we're going to try our best to be as close to normal as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But if y'all really know us, y'all know y'all ain't hitting it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know good and damn well if y'all did go limp and she's still screaming. Seriously?
Yeah.
need I say more? Seriously.
Exactly. Yeah. That's true.
You know, so I always like to tell people, you know, I always like to find out people. And guys, you know, let us know up in the chat room. Are you a screamer or a pillow talker?
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with either one of them. Because you know what? When I make love, I'm pillow talking. I'm not screaming when I'm making love. And I tell everybody, because I am in a true relationship,
mm-hmm.
we fuck. We fuck a lot. We fuck a whole lot.
That's good.
But when I want to make love, I'm making love. And I will tell you that that's when we're doing the pillow talk. Because that's when I love you so much. And
that's true.
I want to have your baby. That's when that shit come out, you know.
I am
so glad that I have not said I want to have your baby because I think I would be in a world of trouble. I have done real good with my pillow talk. I have not come out and said I want to have your baby.
Yeah.
I think that if I get that far with my pillow talk, I'm going to be in trouble.
Yeah, and you have more
because
than
he might take me serious.
Yeah, and you have
he
more
might
than
take me serious.
Yeah, he might.
Yeah,
scare
he
him.
Might take me serious. No, he might take me serious because he
doesn't
have no children.
Ah,
if I ever said I want to have your baby. If I ever said I want to have your baby,
you that
have would be a scary thing. I would be in trouble because I can't retract that. So that's one of those where I always tell people.
Careful.
Yeah. So I'm real careful with that, you know. I love my man. Let's get that clear.
Oh, yeah.
We've been together 6 years. But I don't want to have nobody's baby shit. Sometimes I don't want the ones that I got. I really watch my passion with my pillow talk because when you pillow talk,
sometimes,
shit come out in pillow talk that don't come out no other time.
That's true.
That's when people get engaged.
Mm-hmm.
That's when people commit to move in together. That's when people who ain't never said they will have a threesome agree to have a threesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's when men get the chance to get fucked the old girl in her ass. I said, when you're making love, this is when this shit comes out.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
I'm so serious. You got to be careful with what you say when you're making love, because while you're making love, you're going to let me hit that ass. Yeah, baby, yeah, you can hit it. Next thing, your ass is flipped over, and you got a dick up in your ass. And if you're not into it, you're going to be mad as hell.
Exactly.
You cannot take that back.
Mm-hmm.
You making love. Yeah, baby, I think we should move in together. Next thing you know, somebody packing their shit up, depending on who got the bigger house.
Yeah.
And you looking up at your front door like, what the hell happened? Because your ass said it. Your ass said you wanted to move in. Watch what you say when you're making love. Pillow talk is a dangerous thing. I love being a screamer. See, with screaming, I can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Screamers don't say they want to have your baby.
No.
Screamers don't say anything other than fuck. Yeah, it's fuck me harder. I love you comes out a lot, but shit, I love it when I'm in, you know, when we fucking. So when I'm screaming, whose dick is this? Whose pussy is it? You do not talk about making kids and getting married when you fuck. I'm serious.
No, when you scream, no, I don't know. I've done both.
I'm giving y'all the advantage of being with a screamer.
Mm-hmm.
As long men, this is for you men who don't want to commit, because a lot of y'all don't want to commit.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I know it.
Yeah.
As long as she's screaming, y'all are safe. Because when y'all start talking, when y'all pillow talking, don't write a check your ass can't cash. Because if not, you're going to catch blue fucking balls.
That's
write
true.
One of them checks and see if you don't get blue balls for being stupid.
That's true. That's true. Don't underestimate the power of the pussy.
And ladies, don't underestimate a good dick will make you do shit that you ain't never done in your life. So, you know, I'm not going to knock the dick either, you know. People talk about golden pussy. It's some golden dicks out there, too. You know, the dick will make the right dick. And I'm not talking about y'all going to fuck a virgin who ain't never had none.
Yeah.
And I ain't talking about y'all giving some old bitch who ain't had none in a couple of years. I'm talking about when you got your woman and your dick is good, you know it. And she know it. Because she going to do some shit that she wouldn't do.
That's true.
Unless she's just a freak. Now, she's naturally a freak, then...
Yeah, that's totally different than that's anybody.
Yeah, that's totally different.
You know what's funny, real quickly? The funniest thing ever she did, my girl. This is like when we first started. I had an expired check.
Don't put your business out there that you don't want nobody to know, because you know she going to beat your ass.
No, it's something funny. It's nothing personal.
Okay.
It's nothing like... So, you know, so we were dating for like a year or some shit like that. So I had an expired checkbook. So she took one of the checkbooks and she wrote a check to me. And you know when she put like a, I forgot, like an unseen amount of money, right? And you know what is the memo part where you put what's it for, right? You know how there's a, like the bottom of the check? So she put...
Yeah, I know about that memo.
Yeah, the memo says, this is for good dick. I still got it to this day in my wallet because I thought it was so cute and funny.
That is cute.
You know, and then...
But you know, you can never frame that.
But guess what? I have it in my other wallet. I still have it kept. And one day, I think it was a year or so ago, I brought it out. And she was like, oh, you still have it? Like, she was really sentimental about it. You would think it would be like, oh, what the fuck you kept that for? No, she was really like, oh, well, that's so cool. That's so nice. I said, yeah, I'm a great guy.
But you know what? I gotta put it out there. We got a compliment over the weekend.
We did? Oh, yeah.
You know,
we did.
Yeah. You know, I talked to my girl Naomi. For those of y'all who don't know, we talking about, I'm talking about Naomi Banks.
Yeah,
we was chatting on the phone. chatting on the phone over the weekend.
Yes.
And she was saying how much she enjoyed our show and how much we ain't got no damn good sense. So.
That means we're doing good.
She said she listened to us to the archives, and she was saying how we ain't got no damn good sense. She's like, y'all crazy. I'm like, well, and then naturally, I took it as a compliment, because if she wouldn't have said we was crazy, I would have thought something was wrong, considering.
Yeah.
I'm sure part of what I was talking about my show, because we already know I put my foot in my damn mouth.
Yeah.
Y'all know I'm good for that.
But how cool is that?
You know.
How cool is that? The great Naomi Banks saying that. Who's very cool and very, you know, she's awesome. I'm not just saying that. It's just true. My encounters with her is like, you know, as far as talking to her and stuff, she's awesome. You know, on Twitter, she's cool. I mean, you have to be a real asshole not like her. Seriously.
There's some assholes out there. But,
yeah, I know. You'd be surprised.
But we were chatting it up for a minute because
cool.
We hadn't talked for a minute. Well, you know what? I want to play this song because y'all know I got Destiny Dream coming on tonight.
Yep.
And she's got a mixtape out, but this is for strippers. So, you know what, I'm gonna play one of the songs from it, and, you know, then we'll be talking to Destiny, and we're going to have fun with this show tonight. So, everybody, sit back, listen. If you're new to this show, you're listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes.
Go tub on the dick when I tell her where to go. Go shorty, good girl, turn bad, I love it when they naughty. Hate a shy bitch, ho, let's get it in. You a little bi curious, bring a friend. Two girls, one cock, gang bang, lights, camera, action. Let's do the damn thing.
Lil mama says she wanna be a star. Hope for him cause she got a nigga hard. You bad, you fly, you're a freak. Can you fucking suck a nigga till a nigga sees? I need a porn, bitch, porn, bitch.
Gotta take it in the ass, no problem. Go to work on the dick, blowjob. Hey, you can't gag when you deep throat. You want your hair pulled, you wanna be choked. Can you drop it on the dick and make that ass clap? And eat your girl out while I beat it from the back. You like your ass slap? Well, I'ma make a gape. We can fuck all night, put it on tape. Stick to the script, play your part. Throw your out, make that pussy fart. Cause I'ma make it squirt, bitch, I go to work. I'm trying to beat beat it to the pussy hurt. Ho, don't trip, just stay calm. I seen this on ujizz.com. Put your tongue in her butt while I fuck yours. Ball deep back shots, hardcore.
Lil mama says she wanna be a star. Ho, porn cause she got a nigga hard. You bad, you fly, you're a freak. Can you fucking suck a nigga till a nigga sees? I need a porn, bitch, porn, bitch, porn, bitch.
I'm into porn, porn.
I need a porn, bitch, porn, bitch.
Pop that pussy muscle like Naomi Russell. I'll be your fan if you fuck like Lisa Ann. Look, I'm a man, I know what I like. I need a bitch to get down like Ricky White. Oh, ride a ride a ride a ride, you gon' love the day. Take a long drink, like Dr. Dre. Lexus, Texas, Rachel Starr. Fly with Tucci, oh my god. I like the lemon fresh, but I gotta say, for my two milfs, like Carmella Bean, Tiffany Meeks, and Sarah J. I'm a freak, what can I say? I get a fun fuck, bitch get loud, just go wild, like she a style, wow. Don't be ashamed though, she the bitch like the bitches on Bankroll.
Lil mama says she wanna be a star, hope for him cause she got a nigga hard. You bad, you fly, you a freak, can you fucking suck a nigga till a nigga sees? I need a porn, bitch, porn, bitch, porn, bitch, porn, bitch. I need a porn.
I'm in a porn.
Lil mama says she wanna be a star. Hope porn cause she got a nigga hard. You bad, you fly, you a freak. Can you fucking suck a nigga till a nigga sees? I need a porn, bitch, porn, bitch, porn, bitch.
I'm in a porn, porn.
I need a porn, bitch, porn, bitch, porn, bitch.
I'm in a porn, porn.
Damn, this song make my ass want to get up and start twerking, and I know my big ass don't need to be doing that. I want you guys to know. but before we get even into that, I got to introduce tonight's guest, the beautiful and the sexy and the fun, Destiny Dream.
Hello.
Hey, sweetie, welcome to the show.
Hey, I heard y'all playing my song. I was up here twerking it.
Damn, why wouldn't you have a camera?
I bet you.
I'm twerking it while I'm taking a shot.
Damn it.
I hope you have. You know what? Destiny, this is my sexy co-host, James.
Hola, como
James, say hi to Destiny.
Hello. How you doing, Destiny?
Oh, hey, James.
Hey,
how you feeling?
I'm good. I'm just hanging out here with my girl, Miss V, co-hosting this show, you know, having fun. So I appreciate you coming on here, you know, to the show.
And I heard what you keep in your wallet.
Yeah, see, I have a nice, cool guy I am. See,
mm-hmm.
Very sentimental. A lot of women like that. A lot of women like that shit.
Yeah.
I think that was like the coolest thing. I kept it for sentimental reasons, and I thought it was hilarious too at the same time.
So what's going on with y'all tonight?
Well, let's get right into talking. Well, we're going to be talking about your mixtape, which is actually I got a chance to listen to a couple of your songs, and it's pretty cool. And tell me, how did you get this started? Like, is this something you've always wanted to do? You've always wanted to do some sort of music, you know, cooperate with it, with your name? Like, how did this all start?
I was always hosting, already hosting on mixtapes, and then I would go and do, like, parties and feature dancing and everything, and they never had any music that I could, like, really go buck wild with. So I'm like, all right, let me put my mixtape out there and at the same time get another a couple artists that aren't known, try to get them out there at the same time.
That's awesome. That's a great idea. You use your name and you get, like, basically indie artists to put their stuff on there, which is basically, this is for, like, strip clubs, basically. This music is just strictly strip club music, correct?
Exactly. We got, well, the first one is the Script Edition and the Script Club Volume 1, but we're also going to have every, like, we're going to have VIP, we're going to have R&B, we're going to have a little bit of everything.
Interesting. I got to cop that. I got to check those out because as I was listening to these songs, the first one that really grabbed me because, you know, obviously I'm a guy, believe it or not, and the Porn Bitch song by, you're laughing, Mystery, the Porn Bitch song by this dude named Young Six. I like this dude. The reason I love this song, it went straight to the point. There was no filter. It was like a guy going to the strip club and basically giving out his thoughts of what he saw. Or what he
exactly.
wants.
Exactly.
You know, and that's why I really loved it. Do you know about, was that the reason why he wrote it like this? Do you have any
actually,
Young Six
he's from across seas, and actually he's going to be doing a video,
right.
And I'm actually going to be in a video. The way I met him, I was listening to his music, I was telling people, sending their songs, and he came across, and he was like, listen, I got this song. He had wanted me to do a part. I was like, I'm not no rapper, but I do what I can. I mean, put a little something together. You know, you say something, I try my best to get it right. It might not come out as you said it, but it'll come out.
Now, like during this mixtape, is it like in between songs, like you come on and say, hey, this is, this is Destiny, and, you know, you're listening to such and such next coming up, or how's it
exactly,
work with that?
Just like that, in that order.
Oh, cool. Cool, nice. We need her for our shit. Hey, you're listening to V's After Dark, and he is first with Ms. V, and then the lovable James Acevedo. Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. Well, Ms. V is beautiful, too, of course.
If Ms. V want me to do it, I'll do it for her. I'll give her a drop, you know.
There you go. You heard that? All right. See? We got
something. I heard that. You know, that's that Puerto Rican charm going on right there. You hear that, Destiny?
No,
that's
I was actually Puerto Rican thinking charm. About them big-ass titties of yours.
That's right. Puerto Rican Day coming up soon.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't even thinking about Puerto Rican on YouTube. I was thinking about me and her at Exotica, and her titties were just so big. I just wanted to... grab them. I'm like a little kid at a candy jar. I just want
to. Oh my God.
That's nice. This is interesting. Make sure
thank
that's
you.
That's cool.
I have to repost a picture of us together so they'll see. Re-put the picture out there for us together so they'll everybody will see.
Definitely, definitely.
Man, you should have been put that up. How dare you?
It is out there. I said I had to repost it.
Yeah, I never knew that. I would have retweeted that shit.
Oh, but you need to see it again.
Now, another song I liked on this mixtape is one called Toot It. I think I don't want to mispronounce it. Toot It Up? Toot It Up?
Toot It Up.
From Young City.
Yeah,
Young City in the Making. That was pretty good. You know this homeboy too?
Yeah, I know him. I make sure they sign a contract before I just put him on.
Oh,
but yeah, I know him. Matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, he's actually from Jersey or somewhere.
Word.
I just don't remember at this moment, but I think he's actually in this state.
So he's East Coast, just like me. That's cool. Not too far. That's good. Cause I like that one. Those two really, really grabbed me. I mean, literally and figuratively. with the strip club
young
song.
Young 7, he's actually a cross seed. And Young 6, he's actually cross seed. He's actually from Germany.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah. So, like, I got a couple songs on my mixtape with him. Like, he put it in there. Young City, I like him. I think I probably got, like, 1 or 2 songs at that. But I know he's on a lot of my other mixtapes.
Okay. That's cool. Now, how many other artists are on here? Because I see there's a guy named Rolls Royce Rizzy, featuring Young 6, by the way, who did Goddamn Yoda remix.
Yes, that's, oh my God, I really love that song, Goddamn. I love it because I can relate to it. Everything that I do and everything I say, I be like, Goddamn, man. That's my favorite word, but I like him.
Cool.
Think we got a total about like maybe 6 or 7. Maybe a little bit more. We have one lady, Lucky Lady Red. We got her.
Okay.
We also have a couple other people. I don't have the CD in front of me, so I can't really tell you at this moment.
Well, there's another person, 4K, featuring Hollywood Beeman. That's another one. That one. That's another one. I don't know, obviously, the rest. How many different artists are on this mixtape besides those other 4 people we just mentioned?
And that's why I said it's like a total about 6, 7 artists on there.
Okay.
I don't know exactly because I don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
I'm actually putting it, pressing it, and everything, getting it ready for my show that I'm supposed to be doing. So I hope it's ready by the end.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you can follow her on Twitter, by the way, which I've done already. What a shock that is. At Destiny Cream, Destiny Dream XXX. That's at Destiny Dream XXX.
I'm about to say, how you know my dog name? I ain't tell you that much already. You been in my house?
No. No. Unless Google has something to say about it, Google Maps, I have no idea.
Because Cream is my dog name. I'm like,
oh. Oh, really? No, that just came out by mistake. I didn't mean it. That came out by mistake. I was going to say Destiny Cream. I was like, what the hell is that for? I meant Destiny Dream. But no, see, you have a dog named Cream.
Yeah,
see, I can't get a lot of numbers right, but I can get that. It's amazing. That's all right.
Yeah, but it's Destiny Dream XXX.
Yes. I mean, you've been on a roll. It's unbelievable. I mean, you also have a couple of production. You have websites. You have a production company, don't you? Also.
Yeah, I have my own move company.
Nice.
I don't know if I said that.
Nice, because I see here you sell products. On it's called like Dream Life Collection. Is that correct? That's the name of your company that you sell all these different products, right?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I put the phone down for a minute. I'm so sorry. But I have my own lube. I have my own escort agency. It's outmade.com. And I also have my own. Hold on, one moment.
The escort thing is interesting.
Yeah.
You know what?
Hey, I'm just saying.
Don't make me shy.
I got so many things.
No, I'm not saying I'm using the service. I'm just saying that's interesting that she has that, you know, all these types of things going on. You know, that's interesting.
You better
hope
your woman don't listen to this show. She's going to hurt you. She's going to hurt you.
She's like, how do you know all this? What you doing knowing all her background?
Now I learned something I didn't know about this escort thing. Like, how long you been doing that with this company?
I just started my escort agency. It's actually been it's not really escort. Let me phrase it.
Oh, okay.
It's
dinner
a
companion.
Personal, exactly. It's a personal ad.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You just put up there, you know, whatever you do, that's on you.
Oh, okay. How well that's been going? That's been going pretty good?
So far, so good. I think we have a couple of girls from each state. We even got my home state, Virginia.
Nice. Yeah, which is where you're from.
Exactly. I just hope I don't run into anybody else. I just hope I don't be home with my mom and run into one of them girls. But we got 15 girls all together.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Has one has been doing better than the other? Or everybody's been doing pretty good, if you can say, or what?
And on the mixtape, I'm sorry to jump off, it's 15 girls on the mixtape. I'm sorry to jump.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, yeah, not 15 girls, 15 people.
Okay. That's cool.
It's
good.
Catching up with me.
What are you sipping on? Because, Lord, I need some of that.
Yeah, I know.
Puerto Rican rum.
Ah. Bacardi.
That's why.
Mm. Exactly.
The regular
Puerto
Bacardi?
Rican. Exactly.
Mm.
At least that's what the bottles say. It tastes like so much different.
Mm. You're trying to get to my heart now.
And before I had that, I had Jamaican rum.
See? It covers all bases.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
I love that. Jesus
Christ. I'm trying to make sure I sleep like a baby.
This is awesome. I swear, Missy, I love doing this show. I swear to God I do. now, these other websites, which like I was saying before, you know, DestinyDreamXXX.com and DreamCams.tv. Can you explain what's on these two websites real briefly?
The Dream Cam, actually, I don't have that up anymore, and I'm in the process.
Sorry.
I'm in the process of making, the only reason I don't have it anymore, because I'm in the process of working up to get a whole new Destiny Dream website.
Ah, nice.
So I'm trying to make it better for my fan base so they can see more, interact, you know.
Okay. So that goes the same thing with your other website then, too, the DestinyDreamXXX.com, too? That's the same thing?
Exactly.
Okay. Nice. That's cool. Is that going to be up soon, like within by the summertime or something, or that's going to take a longer process?
Of everything that I'm doing right now, I'm hoping by, like...
Oh, so fall.
Yeah. By the time school starts,
yeah.
I think we should have that on board, because right now I'm doing the mixtape thing and a lot of hosting, so... I'm really just trying to do everything at once, and being one person, can't do a lot.
You know, actually, you know, because as for me, I always hated fall because of school, because to this day I still hate school. But then when I really think about it, you bring in, you know, it's going to be put out there, your website in September. That's perfect because, you know, the college kids, they're going back to the campuses, and they know that's up. I mean, that'll jump up dramatically, especially us, you know, the guys, of course. Well, there's some girls, too, you know.
Well, you know, the summer is the downtime for – the summer is our downtime in the industry, so it's like anything you want to do, you start doing it in the summer so that when the fall comes, you can be up and going. So
yeah. Smart.
That's the one thing, you know. I'm actually dreading the next 3 months. Because unless I can find some desperate person at home that's masturbating, I'm going to just, me and God, going to be having a long conversation.
I masturbate almost every day,
yeah,
so it doesn't matter.
It's just a long summer. It's a long summer for the adult industry. A lot of people don't know that it's really long. The summer is not a good time for us because everybody is out. You know, why watch porn when you can be out on the boat fucking somebody or something?
Yeah,
you know, they
both.
Just go outside the house.
I do both.
Summertime is just so ratchet. You just got everything out there, everything thrown at you.
Yeah.
So that is like the most hardest.
So tell me, what made you want to do a mixtape for strippers? That's an interesting thing.
Like I said, it's like when I go and I feature dance or I host or anything, they don't normally have my music. They get crumped to do what I want to do in a little bit of time that I have. And then I'm like, okay, do you have this? Oh, no, no, we don't have that. Oh, we just played that. I'm like, all right. So I'm going to bring my own mixtape with my own artist to get me and the artist out there, because there's a lot of good music that people are not hearing that they need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to put myself out there and also the artist at the same time. That way one hand washes the other. They get to play that music, and I get to twerk how I want to twerk.
Exactly. One hand washes the other, and both washes the ass.
Exactly.
So there you go. That's perfect, like I was saying earlier, because, you know, and I've said this, I've tweeted this out even on my own, that, you know, music that they play on regular radio, and it doesn't matter what type of music it is. I'm not picking out one genre, you know, one type of music. It's all, you know, it's all cookie-cutter garbage. And the indie music, I've heard, I'm telling you, I've heard a lot of different, especially lately, a lot of underground stuff, you know, and independent artists, and they blow it blows it away for what they put on regular radio. It's not even funny, you know. And I, obviously the reasons are because, you know, it's who you know, not what you know, you know, and basically, and that's in politics and all
but
that.
But it's hard to stand out now.
Yeah, that too.
It's really hard to stand out now because so many people are using auto-tune. So people who really can't sing sound like they got a damn voice for auto-tune. So I really think that.
True.
I think everybody should be made to do like we did back in the day. You know, when
life.
I was in Glee Club, so I'm just going to call it the way it is. And you have to audition a cappella. And in the Navy, I was in the choir, and we all know that everybody can't get into the Navy choir. And you have to sing a cappella because you're doing the national anthem. And I figure anybody who could do the national anthem a cappella and pass audition, you got some type of voice. Even though people say, I don't have a voice, I don't care. I know when I want to sing, I can actually sing. I choose not to because the range is too much for me. But, you know, we've got one of the artists on hold. But before we get to him, everybody, make sure if you're listening and you got a question or you want to chat it up, call 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. And you guys, we are checking our Skype and our Twitter accounts while we're online. So if you Skype us, you know, I am going back and forth between Skype and Twitter. You know, we're checking the Twitter and the Skype. So if you have any questions that you don't want to ask or you don't want to call in or you don't want somebody to hear your voice, hit me up on Twitter. I'll ask the question for you. Hit James up on Twitter. He'll ask the question for you. Hit me up on Skype. Skype is V's after dark. Yes, I will answer questions. I might not become everybody's friend, but I will answer questions. So I'm just putting that out there. I mean, I'm just keeping it real because that's the business account. So, you know, don't ask me to come a webcam on because it's not happening. Y'all ain't seeing this.
No.
But, I will, you know, we will ask your questions. But I want to bring on, you know, this artist because this is the artist who did Toot It Up, and actually we're going to be playing that later on.
Nice. That's awesome.
Toot It Up.
Cool.
Hey, sweetie, how you doing?
What's up?
Yo.
Hello.
Hey,
yo.
What's up, dude?
Yeah.
Hey there.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm good. I told Dan I seen your little tweets. I be following.
Well, they about to play your
song
what? In a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You like it?
I love it.
What inspired you to do it? That's my question. What inspired you to do it? Because I heard that song and I was just like, you know, we got kind of blessed. We were able to hear some songs ahead of time, and we were like, okay, which ones do we want to put out there? And Toot It Up just really hit the spot for both of us. I mean, straight up song.
Yeah,
so what inspired you to do it? First of all, baby, let everybody know who you are, other than me just saying the artist who did Toot It Up. Tell everybody
exactly.
Who you are.
I go by Young City. I'm out of Miami, Florida. You know, I am Young City everything. You know, website, whatever. I do music. I've been doing music out here for about going on 5-6 years now. So, yeah, I got a catalog out here. I be all around with it. That's that Toot It Up track. That's a track. Well, actually, the It's something I remember. We kind of came up with in middle school. Like, we used to get the girls to dance, and we used to say that check. Shake that ass for them dollars, like, and it used to be like, it used to be like a little chat that we came up with. They used to be dancing every time we seen somebody dancing. I just started saying that shit, and everybody just started saying it. So I kind of brought it back. Like, it was like a throwback chant, like one of them throwback chants. I just brought it back. That's all. Yeah.
Shit, I need to go to that middle school. I wish I had been going that when I was a kid.
Man, that was so long. That was so long ago.
Yeah. We definitely won't talk about that in my middle school, too, to that.
Yeah.
We was talking about, yo, you got the answers to that math test?
That's the best part of the song. That's
you
tuned
know,
up, tuned up.
Yeah, I love it.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially when that's the best. That part of the song is actually perfect because I actually pictured myself being in a strip club, and everybody saying that shit at the same time as they're throwing the money around, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's perfect. Seriously, when I was listening to it at my job, which I won't say where I was at, but I was playing it, and I try not to blast it too loud, but it was hard not to because the shit, you know, it actually does take you to the strip club. I'm not bullshitting. I actually was like, yeah, I like this shit. I'm putting this diamond on the shit
you
got played.
You know what's funny about it?
What?
It's like when I perform that song,
yeah,
that shit will turn to the strip club. Like, it don't matter where I'm performing it at. Like, it's going to be some motherfucking girls dancing. And they go come on stage, like, and they go come on stage, and they go turn into a strip club.
Nice.
It's gonna shake that ass for them dollars.
Yeah, like,
shake that ass for them dollars.
Strip club. and then sometimes it don't even be no money told at them. They still be acting like it's money told at them.
Now that's talent, ladies and gentlemen.
But it's one of those songs. But it's one of those songs because I was up in the house, and, you know, I had flashbacks to 1990-something, back when I did that for a living. And I know what you mean about the music, because when I was up in there, I had to, which is different from the way it is now, but I had my own music, and they kind of thought I was crazy because I had Def Leppard and stuff like that, but that was the only thing I could bounce to because, you know, when I was up in the club, Tootsie Roll was the song, and I mean, can you see a stripper doing Tootsie Roll? It just didn't go good. That wasn't a cute thing. I'm serious. It wasn't cute.
Yeah.
But you had strippers who were trying to dance to it. You know, I was one of those sexy bitches, so, you know, I made my money by being strong, making people think they could fuck me. So I wasn't really bouncing. I mean, I bounced when I needed to, but, you know, I was the chick that was doing Red Light Special and Shantae Moore in the Mood up on the stage. You know, that was me. I was the one who was climbing to the top of the pole and coming back down with my legs spread off and making motherfuckers wish they could hit that pussy. But, you know, so.
Oh. You taking them dollars.
Exactly.
No, mine was going slow. You know, mine was going slow. I told him, because I can't dance. I can't dance. So, you know. If you know you can't dance, you work with what you got.
True.
When you know you can't dance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When you can't dance, you work with what you got. And what worked for me first of all, I had the strength to climb the pole. I mean, to be able to get up on that pole and to hold yourself up and to come down and be making everybody wishing that they was that pole that you was sliding down.
Mm-hmm.
Slow. When you're doing stuff like Shantae Moore in the Mood, or you're doing Red Light Special, I mean, those are slow-ass songs. And you got clothes to go with it, too. I mean, it's a big difference.
Yeah.
So with this tape, Destiny, and I'm going to ask you also, did you get anything for folks that, I know it's got to be some folks out there, everybody ain't bouncing hard like Destiny with the nice round ass. So you got anything slow out there?
That's
how
we have.
I got everything. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's kind of like, I'm not an artist that's in one box. You know, everybody have, like, one lane. Like, I don't have one lane. Like, I be covering all aspects. Like, I got slow shit. I got smooth shit. I got I got some hype shit. I got some thug shit. I got some knowledge shit. Like, it be all around the board. Like, and that, and then I got some dancing tracks where I know that'll get the ladies dancing and everything like that. So that's all it is. I mean, if you want to check,
you know,
huh?
I was gonna say we got to get a hold of that, cause see, I, you know, I need some new music to fuck to up. At my, you know what? Again, this is.
Speak your mind, yeah.
Let me get back to the show topic.
you can check out my website, iamyoungcity.com. And like, it got my music on there, it got my videos and everything.
Cool.
Like it's a nice little track, that a smooth track I think you'll like, because I know a lot of like ladies is like that. Like it's off a Drake sample beat, so it's called Come Right In. So that's another one.
Okay, I got a stupid question now. When y'all gonna make a song to make the dudes come up off their money to buy a drink? I ain't talking about making it rain, because I know about folks making it rain. But you know what? I'm tired of going to the club, and motherfuckers act like that they can't buy a chick a drink. Y'all got a song for that? To tell a motherfucker, pay for the drink.
Yeah.
Buy a drink.
Definitely do. We got one of those on the mixtape.
Really?
I need, and it's red, and she's telling the guy, I don't think I'm just coming for the dick.
See, that's the one I need, because I'm so tired of going to clubs.
Yeah. I'll make it for you,
baby.
I
sit down and
I'll
go to the bar.
I'll make one for you.
And I'm just going to call, wait, these men, black, white, purple, green, Arab, whatever
they,
you know, whatever they are, I go to the bar, and I get the question, baby, what you drinking?
You want to drink?
I'm drinking Patron.
What?
And then, first of all, they hear me say Patron,
okay,
and it's like, oh,
high.
Hell,
that's
$9 drink. You know, all of a sudden,
I'm not buying nothing for you, mother bitch.
You better wait until $3 shot, mommy.
That's about
what I guess it's a recession, but I don't mind buying no chick drink. But you know what? It's crazy. Well, a lot of people like look at me crazy and probably like they be acting like I murdered somebody because I don't drink. So it's like I'll buy you a drink or whatever, but I don't drink. Like, and then a minute I'd be like, I don't drink. Like, man, people be looking at me crazy, like I done killed somebody. Like,
you know
what?
That's like the most fun. My man don't drink, and I found out I love that he don't drink, because when he don't drink, that means I ain't got to worry about how the fuck I'm getting home, because I know who my designated driver is. I love it. You know what? It don't bother me at all. You know what? You want to go out and you ain't, as long as I can drink and you don't drink, we good. Shit, that
well,
mean
no,
that I'm
at Daytona Beach coming up. I'm coming to Daytona Beach, so make sure you there.
Yeah, I have to drink something.
Yeah, all right. I don't like, you know. Let me shut my mouth. I have my months like when I don't drink, and then I have my months when I just drink.
No in between.
Yeah,
huh?
Summertime, you know, summertime liquor up.
Uh-huh.
Wintertime, I say 1 or 2 months out of the winter.
There you go. So there's no in between with you.
Mm-hmm. I like to switch it up.
Hey, Destiny, I got a quick question for you, Destiny. Are you going to be in Chicago? You gonna be in Chicago?
No. Nope, I'm not gonna be in Chicago. No.
I got a big announcement in Chicago. I'm actually debuting some stuff. So Chicago is gonna be, a lot of people are gonna miss Chicago this year. Wait a minute, I took off last year and I think everybody was there, and this year I'm going to Chicago and everybody's gonna miss it. Wow.
I guess.
That's all right.
Crazy. Yeah, because I didn't go to Miami.
Nobody coming to Miami? Hey, who's coming to Miami? It's coming to Miami.
I'm gonna be in Daytona July 4th, but the whole situation is I ain't making for Exotica this month because I was doing other things.
Gotcha.
I was up in the stars.
Gotcha.
What exact? Did you go to Atlantic City?
Nope, I didn't go to Atlantic City. I was too busy with the fan.
You know what?
I was
what?
Too busy with the fan, and I was shooting at the house, so I was like, okay, I can't do both. I can't kill my family and shoot porn at the same time, so I'm going to see y'all later.
But you know what? A lot of people, I heard a lot of people miss Atlantic City. We didn't do Atlantic City because when I went to Vegas, I caught the flu. So it took me a month and a half to recover from Vegas. So I cannot do Atlantic City. Yeah,
no,
it tore me
you
down.
Know with the, you know, with the porn, I almost was a porn star.
Yeah.
You were? How big is your dick?
Yeah. it's
So when I come to Daytona, we can see this. When I come to Daytona, we gonna shoot a scene, right? We gonna get tested, go get tested, and shoot a scene.
It ain't nothing.
And then you gonna be, and then you gonna sing your song.
Yeah, we can do it to the song.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Had a song going. Well, speaking of the song, you know, let's play Toot It Up so everybody can hear what we've been talking about.
Yeah, toot that shit up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let me get my twerk short song.
City. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I need all the hoes report to the dance floor right now.
Yeah.
You know Young City gonna make that ass.
Know where they gon' be. Tell how you dance, girl, you know you a freak. That ass go ham, you can get this cheese. I got a lot of bread, you can put it on me. You ain't gonna shake that ass for them dollars. Hey. Shake that ass for them dollars. Nigga like me, I'm like a beehive, all I got is honeybees. I gon' shake that, put it down, no tea.
Huh?
That body so nice, but that ass so mean.
I mean, it's me,
my nigga, on the scene, my nigga. Think about it, you'll have a wet dream, my nigga. That ass there, killer, get you stuck like a sticker. She like a running back, every nigga wanna hit her. But it's too many players, and not enough cash. Too many hoes, but this bitch bad. You can see that ass from the front and the back. You know I wanna feel, but that ass in my lap. You know what it gon' be. Tell how you dance, girl, you know you a freak. That ass go ham, you can get this cheese. I got a lot of bread, you can put it on me. You ain't gonna shake that ass for them dollars.
Hey.
Shake that ass for them dollars. Take off like Michael Vick.
Yeah.
She got me hooked, yeah, I'm convinced. That ass dumb, she stupid thick. Like, cool as this?
Wow.
She got me gone. Wanna leave this club and take her home. I'm trying to own, ain't trying to rent.
Nah.
Yo, dude, play, put him on that bench. Put me in the game, I'm MVP.
Yeah.
I bet I score, you let me be.
Yeah.
Fuck them lanes, man, fuck with a G.
Yeah.
I'm like a buffet, got a whole lot of meat.
Yeah.
Let me know what it gon' be. Tell how you dance, girl, you know you a freak.
Yeah.
That ass go ham, you can get this cheese. I got a lot of bread, you can put it on me. You ain't gonna shake that ass for them dollars.
Hey.
Shake that ass for them dollars.
Now,
yeah.
That shit is dope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Appreciate
it. So quiet.
I didn't even know you could talk while I was on.
now.
Oh no, I. You know what? No, I put it. I put everybody so y'all can hear it and chill and take a little break. But we all back.
Yeah, we back.
Okay.
I had pictures of big asses dancing in my head when that song was playing.
Yeah, I was in the mirror twerking it. Yeah,
I was picturing it right. Yeah,
it was
perfect.
Yeah.
I was dancing in my bed.
You see, I give a courtesy. I even give a courtesy break. Ain't that twerking? Do it get tiresome? Like, is it like a workout? Ain't it when you twerk? When you twerking?
Yeah, it is a workout. Yeah. And you know what? This is not right. But see, I have to tell people, and I'm gonna call this out because
you said this.
I'm so tired of hearing people say twerking.
Yeah.
Because actually, twerking is not new. Twerking is what fucking Miley Cyrus thinks she doing. What we doing is dropping that shit like it's hot because that's all it is. We just dropping it. It ain't nothing new. That's the same shit we was doing in high school. We was just, back then, we was just dropping that ass. Now they calling it twerking.
Yeah, because they put a little bit more work into it.
Yeah.
That's because the bitches who doing it ain't got no ass.
Because
think about it.
I've seen some shit.
Because black women don't have to work real hard to make it bounce if you got some ass.
Mm-hmm.
Like that Miley thing, when you ain't got nothing back there, you got to fake it. So you got to try to rub it up against something that bounces because you know when you ain't got nothing there, you got to fake it. Me, I've always had a butt. So I've always been dropping them.
And that's one to grow up. That is the truth. That is the truth. You don't want no walking ironing board doing that shit. Yeah.
I don't
ironing.
I drop it like it's hot.
Yeah.
I got one for that too.
Wow. He look out for the skinny bitches too. Look out for the skinny bitches.
Yeah. They can take.
I heard skinny girls ain't got no walls.
They need some red beans and rice. Red beans and rice.
But I heard the skinny girls ain't got no walls. Like, they just open, like, you just walk right in. Like, hey, how you doing?
It all depends on the dude, I guess.
True.
I done hit some thick girls, and it was like, they be crying, like. They was crying, like, you got all this, but you can't take all this, like. You know, some skinny girls be
that's
like,
they got
something to prove. Like, they got something to prove, so they'll take it. And they're like, fit girls just be, they'll give up on you. But I love them fit girls, though, so.
Hey, Ms. V, this would be a perfect time to ask our guests about our topic for tonight. This is a perfect segue.
Yeah.
Perfect segue.
Yeah.
Perfect segue.
Okay. Tonight's question, because Destiny's been on before, so she don't always have a topic of the week. But this week's topic is, are you a screamer or pillow talker? And we were discussing earlier about screaming and pillow talking. You know, and I tell everybody, I'm proud to say I'm a screamer. Pillow talking get me in trouble. But, Destiny, what are you? Are you a screamer or a pillow talker?
I'm a little of both. All depends what type of mood I am. Like, if I drink, I'm a pillow talker. I'm a talk and end up saying some shit that I'm going to regret. But then I'm going to tell you afterwards, after to be done, I'm like, yo, that was just a set.
You're not.
I was just in the heat of moment. You was hitting it.
They do say alcohol lets out the truth, though, in you, though. Alcohol brings down barriers, so actually you probably would tell the truth.
Oh, nah.
I got to use that, though. I got to use that one. That's a good one. So I can have me a couple of drinks before we go at it. And when I say something like, I want to have your baby, hey, that was the alcohol talking. You know I ain't doing them.
Exactly.
Yeah, you
I'm sorry. The only way your kids going to run around is they in my mouth.
Ooh, there you go.
You know what? They don't stay there long for me. They just get swallowed.
I don't know. I like to enjoy them. Savor the moment.
Like I say, I love being on this show.
That's
awesome. How about Homeboy on there? Is he a screamer or a pillow talker?
What?
A screamer or a pillow talker? He's like, damn, you know.
Exactly. I mean, a pillow talker. What do you mean by pillow talker?
Yeah, that's why
pillow
I was.
Pillow talking is when you making love, and you know that's when you just hitting, you stroking it just right, and that's when you like whispering that shit like, baby, I love you, and I want you to hold white.
No,
that's
dick is wide open.
I can stroke it right, and it feel like I'm pillow talking, but I'm not saying nothing. It's just my actions. I mean, I've been told that before. You, the way you, like, the way I'm handling it, but far as, I don't say shit. I be, like, zoned out. Like, I don't be, and then on top of that, I don't even like
okay,
to
so...
be talked to. Like, I mean, with questions and all that, I just like to just be
bitch
in
bend
it.
Over, bitch,
put it
in your fucking ass.
He's like, listen, I'm not taking a fucking test. I'm fucking, okay?
No,
I'll be like,
you know what? Now, see, I done sat there. I do the pussy test. Be like, whose pussy is this? Whose dick is this? This is my dick. Whose dick is it?
It's not.
And you know, and then I'm like one of them, the honest, like that's something about, like, I'm honest as fuck, like, even at times when I don't supposed to be honest, like, it's like, you don't ask me who pussy this, who did this, I'm going to be like, it's mine, like, straight up, it's mine, and then it'd be like, it's your pussy, I'd be like, if you say so, like, I don't, like,
well,
it's
mine,
I don't care.
Fine wine, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't help what I do when I'm out of it.
Yeah.
It's community. That's why I say it's community dick. It's mine, why it's inside of me, and once it leave me, probably gonna be my friend, my sister, or my
damn
anybody.
Look at that, it's turning into a Maury episode. Look at this.
Oh my goodness.
I like sharing. Sharing.
You know what? I only share when I feel like it. I'm kind of selfish, you know. But see, if I share, I want to be able to watch while I'm sharing. And I made that clear. If you want, me to share what I got to be able to watch you. If I can't watch you, then I'm not sharing. Because I give instructions while I'm watching. Like, hit that shit hard. That's what I be doing. See? If I'm sharing, I'm giving directions. Hit that pussy like you hit mine. Make her scream like you make me scream.
And don't get jealous?
Yeah.
I don't get jealous.
You don't?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. If I'm sharing and I'm watching, hell, I'm giving directions because normally he ain't hitting it like he hit me. I be like, huh. You show like you do me. You say you want what he got. I want you to see what the hell I go through. That's why I'm sharing.
Because you're older and mature, so they probably, so you know, it's different type of breed, right? They
because I'll share my community dick, but I ain't gonna share my stash. I'm sorry, I might let my stash get some head by another bitch, but my community dick, hey, you can fuck or do whatever you want to. Deuces, call me in the morning. But my personal
dick. Remember,
See,
I only have one dick. I don't have nothing but the one.
Oh. I got a couple.
I had the one. And when I feel like sharing, I share. But like I said, if I share, I gotta be able to watch. Ain't no sharing and I ain't around.
That's
how
I
get your ass beat. That's not sharing. That's talking to your ass beat.
Oh, wow.
Who would have thought I learned more about Miss
B
tonight? Look at this. This is good shit.
I watch. Like I said, You know what? It ain't nothing like watching your man do another woman. It ain't. Ain't nothing like watching.
Okay,
because
can you call my
you
girl?
Don't know what to say.
I'll give my number. My girl, my number. And you tell her what you just said, and hypnotize her with that shit.
I'm not having her fly to Detroit and hurt me. Let's get that clear. I'm just telling you what I feel, you know. But see, ain't nothing like watching your man do another chick, because see, that the chick don't understand if she should scream or she should enjoy it. She really don't. So that's the funny part of it, especially like if you get a random and you be like, fuck her, and she don't know how to deal with it. Because then she like, do I scream? Do I enjoy this? What do I do? But see, I treat bitches like they toys. You know, you only here for my pleasure, and then when I'm through with you, got to go. So that's why I don't have time to get jealous, because you're here for one purpose, to make me and my man happy. You're like my toy chest. You just eat, live, breathe, and shit. When I'm through with you, I send you back home. We finish doing what we want to. You're here to make what we do better. That's Rusty. That's just me.
I feel you. I feel you.
And that sounds like a recipe for a great relationship.
Another female is just another toy. Why do you think I sell toys? I teach people how to enhance their relationship. This is why I teach people to do how to enhance. And, you know, there's nothing wrong, but people have to, first of all, you have to be mature enough to do it. And second of all, it has to be a mutual agreement among everybody. It can't be doing it to please somebody. And I tell people, that's a big thing. You don't do it to please people. You do it for mutual satisfaction. If one or the other does not get satisfaction out of doing it, then it should not be done.
True.
Me, I love watching. I'm a voyeur. And he loves watching me. And, you know, me, him, and whomever we bring up in here, because I don't do other dicks. I don't want another dick up in me. You know, that was something that I told him when we got well.
Okay.
I don't want another dick near me. So it was easy for him because he didn't have to worry about me saying I want another dick, because I don't want one.
Yeah, because I wouldn't want that for my
give
lady.
Give me a pussy. We do.
He said, look, we're bringing another girl. Ain't no motherfucker coming in this shit. You understand?
Yeah,
I'm selfish.
He's okay. If I want one, he's told me many a times, if I want one, I can have one. I just don't. You know, I don't.
You're satisfied with what you got. You get sent.
I'm very satisfied with what I got. You know, as long as I can bring another bitch up in this bed every now and then, we good.
Right.
That's why I have requirements for her. She's got to be bisexual, and she got to do both of us. If she not going to fuck my man, she got a problem. Because, see, this ain't no, you come and do me and he not doing you. Then you don't need to be coming around us. Because, see, my pleasure is mutual satisfaction. I got to be happy and he got to be happy.
That's right.
She can't handle getting her pussy ate and him fucking her, then she probably don't need to be dealing with us.
Okay. I don't get it.
There you go. I'm keeping it real.
He hit the jackpot.
Oh, oh shit.
Yeah, he did.
Mega Millions. Shit.
Yeah,
damn. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind, you know.
There's not a lot of girls out there that like that, that's willing to share their personal bit.
But I ain't come across one yet.
Like, probably, like, if I was to get married and I was in that type of relationship, we was already married, then I probably would share it, but while I know he probably fucking another bitch, you fuck her, I can know that you mean nut with her, but don't fuck her in front of me, because I know she getting my good dick.
I treat females like toys, it don't faze me. You know, there is no emotional attachment or anything. You know, I look at him doing her like I look at me pulling out one of my toys. When it's time for her to go, she's gone. And I mean, she just happened to have a car where she could drive. We get through with her. One of us escort her to the door.
Okay, here's the break.
She's on her merry way. And we finished doing what we did. That's why it don't faze me.
Because I sleep with my toy. My toy, it sleeps right under my pillow. So, like, I have a problem just letting things go. No. If I like it, I want it to stay. If it's a girl, I want her to stay. If it's a guy, I want him to stay. Like, I don't like separation.
I don't like separation.
But unless it's a side piece.
When I have a toy like that, I have to let the toy go, because if you let the toy get too close, then the toy start wanting to get clean. So that's why I have to let my toy go. Because as long as my toy can spend the night every now and then, but at the end of the day, take your ass home, because I don't want you thinking that you're getting breakfast in the morning or that we're going to get something special going on, because unless I've got it in my mind that I want to fuck you when I wake up, you got to go home. Now, if I'm in one of the moods where I want my man to wake you up by eating your pussy, then you're going to stay. Because that's one of the things. You know, if I decide I want to go to sleep with you next to me, rest assured he better be waking up before me eating your pussy and your head down in my pussy. Because that's just how it's going to go.
Yum, yum.
Yeah. Breakfast the champion. Fuck Wheaties.
You know, it's just some of those things that, you know, we have prerequisites.
I know what I'm going to be doing after I get off this phone. Where's my toy?
Nice.
I know the batteries are fully charged.
Yeah, should have been in Daytona.
Fully charged, fully. Oh, trust me, it'll be right there. I put it on like the carry-on. It's right on the carry-on with me, with my makeup and everything. No.
Oh, you know that I had to put a picture of my suitcase now when I travel, because I'm always taking toys with me when I fly, because people always ask for toys. So I put a picture of the layout, and I put a note in my suitcase for TSA. If anything turns up missing, this is how much this costs, and I expect it to be in my suitcase. So I have learned with pictures of the layout. No, I do my suitcase in layers, and I take pictures of each layer of my suitcase. I print out the pictures. I put the pictures in there so they can see I've taken pictures, and I have a copy of those pictures with me, and I have a note in there. I expect my suitcase to be in order because, see, I don't need no dolphins missing or no Hitachis missing. You know, I can't, you know, and then I got my shoes in there. I can't afford to have this missing. You know, I feel like this.
That.
Do that damn desperate.
Well, you come prepared.
You know, and then I throw a couple of business cards and pens in there. You know, if you really need something, take a business card. It's right there for you. This is
exactly.
Who's traveling. Miss Vita Toilet.
Wow.
Exactly.
That makes good sense, because every time when I travel, I'll be coming, like, CDs me missing. I'm like, yo, where is that DVD? I know I bought 10 of those, and I be only having, like, 5. I'm like, hold on.
Damn.
These niggas got me again.
That's like
every time
I try to
thongs be missing. I'm like, yo, really?
Take pictures of every single layer. Take pictures of every single layer. Like my bottom layer, I take a picture. Then my next layer of clothes, I take a picture. However many layers I got in my suitcase, I take pictures.
Boy.
And I print them out, 8x10. And I put a set of 8x10s in my suitcase for them to see on top of my clothes. And I have another set that I carry with me. Let them know, this is what the fuck is in here. Play with me if you want to.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I have not had
stuff turn up missing.
Because I swear to God, they always taking DVDs, panties, and like little shit that you wouldn't even think about. Like, say a tampon. I'm like, what the hell?
A tampon?
Really?
Damn.
Yeah.
They're petty.
These niggas is nasty.
You
got to
realize. They're petty, because you got to realize that, what do they make an hour? Whatever they make.
Ain't enough.
The little shit that they take. But see, the whole thing, the shit that they take is ridiculous, because the way I look at it, if you don't like your job, baby, see, a lot of them don't know how to sell passports. So I travel inside of the States with my passport. I don't travel with my regular license. I travel with my passport, and I do it intentionally. Understand, bitch, I know how to leave the country. I can leave when the fuck I want to. Can you do this? And
no.
I travel with my passport. to let you know I can go any fucking where I want to. I can come in and out of this damn country as I please. Don't fuck with me. You know, if the farthest you've been is from your house to the airport to your job, you got a problem. Because I've been overseas.
Me too.
I've been there, done that.
I'm like Sarah Palin, but I can see Canada out my bedroom window. You know.
Better than Alaska.
Sarah Palin said she could see Russia. Listen, I literally go to Canada when the fuck I feel like it. So I'm not impressed. You know, I wake up in the morning. If I feel like going to Canada, I hop in my car. I'm 20 minutes from Canada.
That's cool, hey?
I do some of my
them bitches
there.
Do got fat asses. Like, they got humongous asses out there. I'm sorry. I'm on a whole nother boat. I'm nasty.
Wow. That's news to me.
But
Canada
them Canada
got
bitches
big asses?
Have asses. Like, they got asses. Like, marvelous.
They do.
Like, the bitches, where is it?
They don't miss no meals. They don't miss no meals at all. You could tell. Put it like this. White girls in Canada are not like white girls in the States. Because white girls in Canada men fucked up their ass. They have to. Somebody, because you know what? Them white girls in Canada are shaped like sisters. I don't give a fuck what they say. I don't know. Because Canada has the French province with Quebec and everything. And, you know, they intermix. And, you know, unlike the United States, you know, everybody fuck everybody over there. You know,
And plus, there's strip clubs over there.
I mean,
Canada.
Hell, you got the
Toronto
who's a crack addict. Come on. You got a mayor who's worse than Marion Barry.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It's Toronto. Hell, yeah. And he's still in office. Like, fuck you. I ain't going nowhere. I love this job.
Let me get another hit of that pipe while you at it.
Yeah. Kiss my ass.
This man make Marion Barry look like a damn saint.
Yeah, no kidding. He made him look like a pussy.
And he gets on. Wait a minute. Marion Barry denied it until they showed him on camera.
That's true.
Wow.
This man is on camera bragging about it. You know, this motherfucker was up in the damn chicken restaurant. Wasn't he in the chicken restaurant where they took the video of him?
Some shit, I think.
He ain't got no shame. He ain't like, trying to do the. He not trying to do the prostitute shit. He got out of time and folks. Tooting on the dog on crack. So, you know,
I ain't mad at him. I heard about that.
He was like, yeah, I do it. Who don't?
Wow.
He's the fattest fucking crack addict. I want to know what diet he on, because he is one of the fattest crack addicts I've ever seen.
Like Stay Puft Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters. Yeah, that's what he looked like.
Yes.
Wow.
But at least he's straight up, though. I respect that. You know, at least he, you know, hey, fuck it. Yeah. The people don't say shit, you know. The people in Toronto, they don't give a fuck. Why should I give a fuck? That's how I feel.
But shit, he ain't none of my damn mayor. I mean, don't they sell weed out the machine there? It's the one of those cities that they have weed that they sell out of the vending machine. I kid you not. It's a city, I think, in Canada where you can go get your weed out the vending machine.
A drug seller's worst enemy.
Yo, if that shit was here, forget it. Let me see. Coca-Cola, cookie, and a dime bag.
Girl Scouts. Don't forget some Girl Scouts.
And some condoms. Yeah, like, what the fuck? Now that's America if they can do that.
Well, you
that's
know, in Japan
crazy.
They sell beer out the vending machine.
Yeah,
so
they should.
I thought by now we would have had it here, because that's the one thing. Now, Japan has been selling beer out the vending machine since the 80s.
That's why I love them.
We still ain't getting beer out the vending machine.
That's
but should
damn
you
shame.
Go buy a damn diamond ring? You can go buy a diamond ring out of the vending machine there.
What?
Why go to the jewelry store when you can buy a diamond ring out the vending machine?
Wait. You get a diamond ring out of a vending machine?
In Japan.
Wow. Also,
a real rock.
Holy shit. Wow. Would have thought that. I can get the next Nintendo game and get a diamond ring? Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Wow. Cool.
That was from back in the 80s. They've been doing
damn.
That since the 80s. That ain't nothing new.
Wow.
That's why I said we kind of far behind on some shit, because like I said, I
but
remember getting support. You know what? I remember getting beer out of the vending machine, but then they still have public urination that's not against the law.
Wow, really? Well, they kind of weird with that urination. They love that shit for some reason. They do some weird shit.
Men and women. Men and women. I had an old woman when I lived over there pee next to my car.
What?
She had to go. She dropped her pants and went peeing next to my car.
Oh, come on now.
I kid you not.
The fuck?
She had to go.
Well, yeah, but by your car? Damn.
Yeah. Well, I had...
Ruin your paint job.
And I was on escort duty when I was over there, and one of the contractors, not the type of escort you think. You know what military escorts do.
Mm-hmm.
I was on escort duty, and the Japanese man had to pee, and he whipped it out in front of me, and, you know, the bad part is that you cannot turn your back to them because
Why
you're
not?
Supposed to be watching them, and he had to go. And he just went.
Off to me. Can you watch me pay, please?
He didn't say, I school me. He just pulled it out.
Oh, my God.
And started going.
Oh, my God.
I was 19 years old. I was 19 years old. I had never had a man do that in front of me.
And I say to myself, what a wonderful world.
I said, what a nightmare, because that was not cute. You know what? There are some things I think that 19-year-olds should not see, and watching a man just pull stuff out in front of you.
Any age.
And he wasn't drunk. Oh, my God.
Oh, yup.
But.
What the hell? That's some shit. See, only on the beat at the talk, you learn something every time here, ladies and gentlemen.
That was my free sex days and stuff. You know, I was the good girl back then. So
that was
pre-open sex and everything. So, yes, I was.
So you were boring then?
You know, Uncle. I wasn't boring, but, I was in the military.
Yeah, I know.
I wasn't getting high. I wasn't doing none of that stuff. I was being a good girl.
That's good. Hey, we'll go through stuff like that.
You know, as long as people didn't mess with me, I was okay. You know, now I did have to punch my fist through a couple of walls to get people to understand that I wasn't the one to play with. But,
I'm telling you, you should write a book.
People wouldn't believe my life.
Well,
they wouldn't believe some of the shit I done did.
Kids,
but Destiny, I got to thank everybody for coming on the show tonight because we done have fun.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
And you know what? This is what everybody want to know, Body, and this is on a straight up reel. Where can we get the CD at?
Yeah.
You can get the CD at, mixtapedreams.com.
Oh, perfect. I got it.
Yeah, you can get it. It's on there. It's got all the artists, all their tracks, and you can download it from there.
Awesome.
Y'all caught me.
And then that cover. Who did that cover? That is a sexy ass cover.
My manager actually did it.
Smart man. Very smart man.
That's a sexy ass cover.
Nice. Yeah, hell yeah it is. Hell yeah. That's great. So mixtapedream.com you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Mixtapedreams.com.
I definitely gotta look into that. That's awesome.
I got a few more questions, but these are what's up next for Destiny? You know, you are one of the hardest working women in the adult industry. What can we look forward to you doing? Yeah. What you got coming out that we need to know about?
I'm June 6th. I'm at 21 Fox, and that's in New Jersey with Go Go Fuck Me.
Straight to the point.
And then, exactly.
In Daytona with me.
Hold on. In June, I'm going to do Club Onyx in Philly first. That's June 12th, 13th. I will be on tour those. And then July 4th, Daytona Turn Up Situation.
That's my homeboy wanted to hear.
I'm being that bitch.
Damn.
Ooh, do you have a girlfriend?
Ooh, me?
Yeah, you, City.
Or girlfriend,
bro. You don't have, all right, do you have one of them, what do you call them? Do you have one of them community bitches?
Exactly.
Yeah. One of the bitches that just go, you know, she go in for the whole team.
For the whole team?
Hell yeah. You don't got one of those?
They be hard to I don't really fuck with them types, though. I'm going to be honest. I don't fuck with them types. They be... And when I don't know, they be thinking I'm a good guy, so they be trying to change with me. And I be like, I already know how you will. Like, they be trying to change, though. Like, I done dealt with that. Like, good.
I've been around these Jersey bitches too long because they share the pussy. It's like, it's over here, it's like Walgreens. You just walk right in. She just, she's like, huh, here's my test, here's everything, let's go. Okay.
Well, if they ever come out with a pussy vending machine, forget about it. Can you imagine?
Oh, don't worry. I'm pretty sure I'm going to see a lot of bitches up there from Jersey.
What's going on?
Here's my resume.
Well, what's going on today? Well, they're supposed to be telling today. What's going on in Daytona?
Daytona, I'm supposed to be hosting, either I think I'm hosting or performing at some club. But it's going to be a turn-up situation. I think it's a regular club I'm supposed to be hosting. And it should be good. It should be good. I'm going to be in there.
Yeah.
So maybe you can help me find out where to eat when I'm down there. I heard that y'all have the coffee shop. You went to the coffee shop?
But I'm in Miami. So I'm not in Daytona.
In Miami, the coffee shop, because I got booked down there once before, and I think it was called the candy shop or the coffee shop, one of the two, and that shit was jumping. Right around the corner, it was King of Diamonds.
King of Diamonds? The office?
Yeah.
You sure that wasn't the office?
Exactly. You're right. I'm wrong. See?
Yeah.
That was back in my days when I was smoking weed, so I renamed the shit. Don't worry, I'm a recovering weed head.
Whatever
the fuck. Smoking weed.
See, that's a perfect PA announcement right there.
We need to get you to the D. You know what? Tell them they need to get you to the D. That's where you need to be coming. Detroit.
Yeah. I think they was trying to book me out there, but ain't nothing ever come through, though.
Oh.
I think they was trying to book me out there from last year as Attica, but nothing, like, we didn't have, like, a solid connect.
How about New York?
Like, I really wanted to go to Chicago.
But you know what? The whole
thing is
that's strange.
That's why I said you need to come to Detroit. Come to Detroit. But these promoters here are so weak. The promoters here are weak as hell. You know what I'm saying? Anybody, if y'all, any Detroit promoters listen to me, I'm calling y'all for what y'all are because y'all are full of shit. You know, let's call for real, you know. It's hard to get people here because, for real.
Yeah, because they'll set a date and set something up and then never come through. You ask for the booking fee, half of it up front, and then it's like, bye-bye. I'm like, oh, okay, one of those.
And that's why nobody come because they don't want to pay for the people here, you know. I had a couple of times, and that's why I never got into hosting because they was like, oh, well, you can host. And they was like, well, you got to get your name out there. You can do it for free. I looked at them, I said, you got me twisted. I don't do shit for free. I get paid for everything I do.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know, and they don't want to do it. So I told them, I'm good. I'm not pressed. Because, see, I could do Exotica and sell my toys, and I can have my radio show. And when people want me to make appearances, they normally know. I have fillers out there. When I feel like working when I go out of town, I have my fillers out there, and I make a couple of phone calls, you know, and I say, listen, I'm going to be in this city. you know, if you could book me something while I'm there, be good. If not, I'm good also. Because I'm normally on vacation, but I make every vacation, other than my next vacation. My vacation in Orlando, I was told I can't work. But if I go on vacation by myself or with my girls, no, I was told I couldn't work because, you know what, this would be our first real vacation in a long time together.
Oh.
Because, my man is in the music industry, so we never do nothing together. And our Orlando vacation is we're doing this together. You know, I will be me and he will be him, and it won't be no alter ego. So he said when we go to Orlando that I cannot work, and I said I was okay with that because I need 4 days to just fuck his brains out with no interruptions. I mean, he don't know. I'm going to try to make his damn cell phone disappear. I'm going to make that bitch disappear.
Turn in the water for a day.
We might be playing find your damn cell phone, and that bitch going to be someplace you ain't going to find it. We got 4 days, so we, you know, as they said, that would be the only trip that I will not be working. But Chicago, I'll probably be working in Chicago because I'm trying to get them to put the word out that, you know, if I could do something after Exotica on that Friday for my birthday, because that's normally when I make money, is on my birthday. Get me up in the club. I'll host that night after I leave Exotica. They better send a damn limo to my hotel, though, because I'm not driving. My car ain't leaving.
Hey, but y'all holler at me, though. I'm finna be ready to take off.
What's your Twitter? Make sure you talk about your Twitter once again and everything.
You can follow me at I Am Young City.
Okay.
On Twitter and Instagram is IAM Young City, the regular way.
Okay.
And you can check out the website at IAMYoungCity.com. And that's it.
That's cool.
Okay, but also tweet, DM me right now, because I'm hold you to your word. I want that porn shoot.
You know what? I told you about that story. I was finna be 15 years old, and this lady walked up to me and was like, "You very handsome, and like you look really good and shit." And she said that I'm thinking about modeling. So I'm like, okay. I mean, it don't matter. She gave me a card. So I hit the people up, and I went down there to the place.
Uh-huh.
It was a spot in Miami, and I'm filling out an application and shit. No. I'm filling out an application. And it's like, it get to a question. It's like, the size of my dick. And I'm like, why they want to know the size of my meat? I thought this was clothes. Like, she didn't tell me. I didn't even know they were modeling.
Wow.
I'm thinking modeling, like, clothes and shit. So I went up there like, why y'all got to know the size of my meat for boxes or some shit? Like, and they was like, oh, you must don't know. They were like, let me get the manager or whatever. So he came out and he explained it. He really tried to get me. He got a shoot for me the next day. He was talking money and shit. But I couldn't at that time, though.
Yeah. What about now?
Yeah.
I damn sure can get off now. I damn sure get off now. What'd you say?
Is this your picture on your Twitter page?
Yeah.
You know who you kind of favor? Lorenz Tate. You got a little bit of a Lorenz Tate look in the face.
Let me see. Let me look this up.
I don't know.
Shit, that would have been a good story for me to use if it happened or not. Yeah, I was approached one time, and if anything, they just run the other way. Yeah.
And
they really wanted to, but I got home and they called me I left
that
phone number on the thing. They're like, "You sure you don't want to do it?" Like,
damn, what you look like? You look like Denzel Washington or some shit? What the fuck? Let me see.
On his Twitter page, when you look at his actual Twitter picture that's on there, his he has a little bit. He looks a little bit like Lorenz Tate in the face, but then his other picture looks a little bit like Big Sean. So He got a combination of both of them in there.
Yeah, he look. Yeah. I mean, you know. Let's see.
Lorenz said when he was younger.
That's the first. I heard Dwayne Wade.
You know, I just thought of that. I swear to God, I was just
like. I heard Dwayne Wade and who else? Ray J sometimes, but.
Ray J.
I ain't never heard Lorenz.
I didn't see Ray J in that. But you look like Lorenz.
I don't see
Lorenz
nobody. I see me.
See, I look like me.
I don't see nobody.
Damn, I know. Yeah. If that was me approach at 18, I would be like, okay, where we start? Shit.
Yeah.
I understand. But you know what, dude? I understand because I could be a little like, well, what the fuck's going on? And you don't know if they like, you know, there's some weird shit going on, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, that shit was too weird to me.
So I don't blame you in a way. If it looked kind of, you know, if you felt, you know how you have that little voice inside you say, look, get the fuck out
and
of here.
And then it wasn't even only that. But I was in a relationship at the time. A goddamn girl, the one who took me there. So it's
what?
Like, how the fuck am I just telling people, like, yeah, I'm finna do porn. Like, I'm gonna do that shit in front of her face, like.
Yeah, you did the right thing, man.
Yeah.
You did. That's different, then. That's a different story.
Yeah.
That's true.
Wow.
And then, like, you know, that's wow. This is fascinating. This was a great show. I'm telling you. Learned everything. I learned about Japan, Canada. Homeboy over here getting approached to do porn. Me, nothing new. Homegirl, her mixtape. This is awesome.
And I want to thank you guys for coming on tonight.
Yes.
I really want to thank you guys for coming on. And definitely, Young City, we're going to have to get you back. You know what?
Yeah.
Once we go listen to that music, we're going to have to, you know, we do every now and then an indie show. We're going to have to get you back on where we ain't talking about dick and pussy, but I always throw it in there a little bit. But actually, you know,
really,
talk about your music and get, and, you know, get it out there because. I like that one song, but you know, I'm going to have to go check out the other stuff and listen to it. So we're going to have to get you back on a later show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put the word out there and we'll get you back on.
No problem. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
So thank you for calling in and telling us about your Toot It Up. Telling us about Toot It Up and Destiny, you know, girl. You always welcome to come back.
Yes.
Always.
Thank you.
I'll even take my titties out next time.
Ooh.
Wow.
But it ain't going to do me no good. I ain't going to be able to see them.
Yeah. Wah. Unfortunately.
Yeah, Sam, and I'm not going to be able to suck them. I can just think about them. Just tweet it before I go on.
Yeah. And both of you can, during any official, can be on my show. I have a Benchwarmers podcast, and I have a Benchwarmers live show that I do. And you're both invited to come on at a certain time, you know, when it's convenient, of course. And, you know, we shoot the shit and, you know, have some fun there, too.
And he got Sammy Brooks as his co-host.
Yeah, Sammy Brooks is my co-host on the Benchwarmers live show. It's very fun. 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Dollhouse Radio, yes. Very fun.
Every Friday,
yes. It's very fun. Sports and a whole bunch of shit that come out of my mouth. It's not your regular cookie cutter sports show, trust me.
Yes.
I keep it real and fun. So, you know, it's all good, see? Doing this, V's After Dark, you know, this is a cool thing, man. It really is. I'm very fortunate.
Hey, Destiny, cool people like Young City. You guys, shout out your Twitter and Instagrams one more time for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to go first, Young City?
Ladies first.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Smart man.
Your girl, DestinyDreamXXX.com, and also, that's also for my Twitter, too. There you go, in that order. Destiny Dream Triple X for everything.
Young City?
Yeah, I am Young City. Everything, IamYoungCity.com. That's it. That's all.
I want to
straight
to the point.
We want to thank you. y'all for coming on tonight. And you know what? We got to start doing our show wrap up. But you know what? Y'all, both of y'all are welcome to come back anytime.
Yes.
And thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All right, hey, I'm going to slide in your DM, Destiny.
Okay. So, see you in a minute. So, that's not the only thing he's
flying. My man.
We will talk to, you know what, with that, we will talk to you guys later. Have a good evening, you guys.
Yes.
All right.
Take it easy, brother. Take it easy,
ladies.
Bye. Ladies.
Bye-bye.
Bye, dream. Wow. That was great.
Wow, we had a great show tonight.
We went all over the place.
We had the sexy Destiny Dream, and we got a chance to hear from Young City, who made the song Toot It Up.
Yeah.
And we got a chance to hear Toot It Up. We don't normally have all kind of music going on during the show, but we had fun tonight.
Yeah, that was a nice surprise having him on the show. That was cool. Like that.
And then we got our guest in the chat room. I don't know who is in our chat room, but guest 6426, I want you to know we see you, baby, up in there. And Joseph said he couldn't hear us. Something's going on. But I know the replays are coming through, and I know the show has to be coming through because Destiny could hear us.
Young City heard us.
So we know the show is going through.
Yeah.
And she was listening to the show while we were acting a fool at first. So, sometimes it just be with it. Internet be acting a fool.
Yeah, no kidding.
I had fun tonight. You know, we done found out about screaming and
pillow
talk and
and Japan and Canada. And Young City being a person to do porn.
Yeah, you know. I mean, hell, the things that come up on this show, you know, but we always have fun with it.
Awesome.
You know, and the next few weeks, we just got our, you know, we got our regular show next week. We don't have a guest so far.
Yeah,
but,
I got to get used to that. I'm so used to having something on.
But that don't mean anything because, you know, our guests pop up at the last minute. Then we have fun, you know, but.
Yeah, you got our crazy asses talking, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
either way.
You got us crazy for 2 hours. So,
This was awesome.
Make sure you guys join us next week because this is V's After Dark, where this is actually, you know, and I keep, you know, we've been doing this show so long, I think everybody thinks that the show is actually V's After Dark. The station is the V's After Dark station. This show is actually, it's all about sex.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I think if somebody don't know that by now, there's something wrong with them.
No, it's so funny because we always, you know, we're always tweeting, listen to V's After Dark, but V's After Dark is the radio station, you guys, you know, and when we do the introduction and we say you're listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes, that's because that is the station logo. It's V's After Dark where everyone comes, but this is the It's All About Sex show.
Mm-hmm.
So we always make it, it's always about sex. You know, so most people don't want to come out and say it. We come out and say it. It's all about sex, and we have fun with it. And then, remember, you guys, come back and listen to us on Thursday to Ask Miss V Sports, where we will talk about sports with a little bit of sex. I know y'all say, why do I say it like that? Just a little bit of sex. I can incorporate sex into anything.
Yes, you can.
Last week we did it with the horse racing. This week I'm gonna probably be talking about the Tigers. I swear, if these motherfuckers don't got this slump.
Meow.
I'm so. You know what? But everybody keeps saying, you know, you even said it. You know, the word on the street is that let them go through the slump now, so that at the end of the season they could do right.
Better now than later. Better now that they're playing like shit than later. As long as they don't continue to play like shit for an extra few more weeks or month, then they're in trouble. You know, but they're in a division. They're gonna fight. Trust me, they're in that division where they own that division. They'll be fine. So there's no injuries.
Well,
you know.
I don't know if you heard it in your part of the country, but Dan Gilbert said something real funny, and it's something that I've been saying for a while. Remember, I told you Dan Gilbert is the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yep.
And remember, I told you that he lives here in Michigan. Well, he came out and made a statement on national TV and said the Detroit Pistons don't need to be named the Detroit Pistons because they're not even in Detroit.
So, and that's something you've been saying for how long now?
For how long? And then I was just rolling because they came back and said they represent the metropolitan Detroit area, but my whole thing has always been, I think, okay, I'm going to give a better example because apparently the people here don't understand what I understand. I live in Michigan. I understand most of you motherfuckers don't travel beyond your damn city. Most of you don't leave the county you live in. Therefore, you wouldn't fucking understand that the city of Detroit, you are the same individuals. I'm going to call this out, and I know that, and I'm going to really rant on this on Thursday, but these are the same motherfuckers, and I'm calling y'all motherfuckers because I'm really pissed about it. These are the same motherfuckers that when you ask them where they're fucking from Detroit, but as soon as you ask them where they live, oh, no, I don't live in Detroit. I live in rural Oak. I live here. Oh, I don't live in the city.
Really?
Then motherfucker quit claiming the goddamn city because guess what? The Oakland A's play in Oakland. San Francisco plays in San Francisco. I know where Candlestick Park is at, okay? It's in San Francisco. It's not in a suburb. And that is the example of, you're talking about two cities that sit right next to each other.
Yeah. Well, they don't play in Candlestick Park. They have their own ballpark. They haven't played Candlestick Park in years.
I mean, no, but I said I know where Candlestick is.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But it's in San Francisco. What I'm saying is that the whole thing is that San Francisco and Oakland, you can spit to them. That's how close they are. They literally, there are no cities in between Oakland and San Francisco. I lived out there. I've been to both of them. I've been to both of them. And when the Oakland Raiders were in Oakland, because where the fuck are the Raiders now? They move around so damn much.
No, they still, they're
where the fuck
Oakland,
are the Raiders?
Oh,
they're still in Oakland. Okay.
They play with the A's.
You know, but then they used to be, they the Raiders went someplace else, but we'll get into that later.
They used to be in L.A. They used to play in the L.A. Municipal Stadium where the Olympics used to be in 84, you know, that big-ass place.
Yeah, because they were the L.A. Raiders then.
Yep.
But
my
point is that the teams in those cities play in those cities. The Clippers and the Lakers play in L.A. They don't play in a fucking suburb of L.A. They play in L.A. The A's play in Oakland. The Detroit Tigers play in Detroit. The Detroit Red Wings play in Detroit. The Detroit Lions play in Detroit. The Cleveland Cavaliers play in Cleveland. All I'm trying to get the point is for other people to know is that every other fucking city, if the team is named after the city they play in, that city. Miami Heat play in Miami. Now, Oklahoma, since I think, you know, what is it, the Oklahoma Thunder?
Yeah, Oklahoma City, though, but Thunder, not Oklahoma.
It's the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Yeah,
I know, but the whole thing, and I know they're Oklahoma City because my son took a picture with one of them and posted on his Instagram account.
Oh, that's cool.
These respective teams play in those cities. So what the fuck makes the Pistons think that they should be okay with not playing there? You know, I've been saying, you know, that's been my biggest gripe since we started to ask Ms. V Sports Show about the Pistons not being in Detroit, you know, and I'm going to leave it at that because, you know, we got asked Ms. V Sports on Thursday, but we had a great show tonight.
Everybody
come back on Thursday, 8:30 to 9:30.
Yes.
And we'll be, you know, we're going to have fun. We're going to actually close out our show on time tonight. But until Thursday, I will talk to you later.
Yes.
James, bye-bye.
Bye, Ms. V. Talk to you soon.
Everybody, have a good evening.
Yes. Peace, everybody.